What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to A Gal and a Gay. We are the Pop Culture Connoisseurs. You have entered our episode 154.
Nice to meet you, I guess.
I'm Mick.
I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us. So we have some stuff to talk about.
We do, as I prepare the countdown.
For Comic-Con.
To Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con.
Insanity is what you were trying to say. Yes.
Well, it's a little bit of that, for sure.
It is. And it has been 3 years now.
I know.
Since we've been to Comic-Con.
I know.
I am still 3 days away, and I'm already tired. Just
it was exhausting just as just a spectator.
Well, let's preface that by saying we partied
a little
too hard.
It's true.
The first two nights. But right. I was the best. Well,
No,
walking the wrong way down a highway did not help.
We were all a shit show the first night we were there, so it's okay.
But after that, I figured it out. You guys had, it took you a little bit longer.
It's true.
And, I mean, the first time you go, you have no idea what's going on.
You have no idea. There's so much happening, so much to look at. And you're just walking for 10 hours a day. So, yeah, do not go and get really, really drunk the night before you go. Word of advice, because you'll be in a world of hurt. It was rough. It was awful. So, yeah, don't do that.
It was so bad.
It was bad.
But it's great. And the one thing that really surprised me about Comic-Con, and this was in 2015, and I know it's only getting bigger, but it's not just everything that happens inside the convention center.
Right.
Surrounding the convention center, stuff that you don't need a badge to get into, there's
a lot.
So much stuff, almost as big as what's going on
in
the convention center.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In Petco Park.
Right, Petco Park
does an amazing job.
They do some really great stuff. I mean, we had a lot of fun at the Nerdist Petco Park.
It reminds me, I need to reach out to my favorite Nerdist anchor, Jessica Chobot.
Yes.
Because it's time for us to officially meet.
Oh, I would agree.
And for me to chat with her, because
it would be amazing.
She's
great.
Awesome.
I love her. Yes.
And she's now the face of Nerdist.
Well, yeah.
For other reasons.
Right,
all
know.
Besides the fact that she's amazing.
Right.
And funny as hell.
She's blonde now. Did you see that?
I did not
see
that.
Bright blonde. Yep.
Oh, Jessica.
Yeah.
Why?
That's she looks right. good. Yeah.
Does she? Mm-hmm. Well, so we actually saw her in 2015.
That's right, we did.
When we were at Petco Park. And it's really nice because a lot of times they will have like little mini
smaller panels. We saw a lot of great panels there, which was great. And there was no standing in line. There was a place to sit. Like, we got to see Orphan Black, and we saw, I don't remember,
Tatiana Maslany,
and
most of the cast.
We saw a few other panels. I don't remember what they were now, but we saw a lot of great stuff. And so it was super cool.
Dylan Bruce, who I think I might be interviewing this time around, because he is on Midnight Texas.
Yeah.
I am binging it right now. It was a summer series.
Summer
on
series
last
summer.
Last summer.
It has to be coming out soon, season two.
It's fall.
Fall? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm. So, fall of this year. So, this is kind of probably a way for them to kind of drum up some excitement.
Absolutely. It was a lot more successful than I think NBC thought it was going to be. And it's a fun little show. I mean, it's cheesy. But fun. So if you like supernaturally themed stuff like that, you'll like it. It's cute.
So we also, just going back at our pictures.
Oh yes.
Nathan Fillion.
Yes. Oh, Felicia Day. We got to see her talk. Mm-hmm. I think we saw briefly a Sharknado panel.
So, speaking of that, guess which one I got into for the red carpet?
Sharknado?
The last Sharknado.
Oh, really?
So I get to talk to Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, her star has fallen.
Yeah, well. Tara Reid will be there.
Oh, good.
Anyway, so I...
Hey, that's
they responded
exciting.
Right away. They were like, you are in.
It's sure. You want to...
from Kansas City. You are in. So they're going to expect big things from me. So so that doesn't mean I'm going to binge watch the last 800 Sharknados. But this is the last Sharknado.
That's funny.
So this is all. This was also the Comic-Con that we went to where we got to see Daisy Ridley and John Boyega
and this
up
is
close.
Before Force Awakens came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah. I'm hoping you get to see something like that again. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember her name.
I follow her on Instagram. And she's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Arden Murren.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a comedian. She's really funny.
We just ran into her. She was out buying stuff.
She was a little drunk, I think.
She was. Like, we had any room to talk.
Right, I know. No, I'm not judging. I'm just saying it was pretty funny.
And I can confirm I will be with the cast of Bob's Burgers.
Yes.
Super excited.
Are you interviewing them or are you just going to the panel?
We don't know yet.
Don't know yet. Okay.
So here's the thing when you have
That's fine.
I know.
Oh my
when
god.
You have a press badge and you
tell her
tons
how much we love Last Man on Earth and we're very disappointed
absolutely.
That it got canceled. Yes.
Yeah, especially with that cliffhanger.
Right.
It makes
anyway.
Me mad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so when you have a press badge, so you're not really sure what happened. I mean, you get confirmation that you will be on a red carpet or you'll be in a panel, but you don't know, except for certain things. So there are a few things, and again, I don't want to hype it too much, but there are certain people I know that I will be interviewing.
Right.
But I don't want to give it away in case something happens.
Yeah. Because you never know.
In case there is some surprise panel that comes up
and
you have to drop it. Because that happens.
Right.
As well.
And also it can be very much of like, oh, this person's too busy. You can't talk to them anymore. Or like, oh, this person has 5 minutes. You want to talk to them. So it's a lot of that sort of thing happening constantly. Yeah.
And what I'm actually the most excited about is the press room.
Yeah.
Because it's a quiet space.
Right. You can sit.
In the big
and you can
convention
work
center.
In your stuff.
And,
like
and
that's,
you can just relax.
Right. That's pretty big because... There's nowhere to sit in that convention hall, especially when you've been on your feet all day and it's just wall-to-wall people. So, yeah, you need a space to take a break. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And again, we'll have interviews and we'll do stuff. We'll do a little bit. I'll do a little bit while I'm there. Just, hey, this is what's going on. Here's what has happened the last 2 days that we will post.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So.
Yeah, and maybe you can anchor that. Little,
yeah.
Thing.
Absolutely.
And all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'll be posting back here. He sends me stuff and I'll post whatever he wants me to. So, yeah.
So it'll be good. And the great thing is, so I don't know if our listeners are aware that, you know, this time of year, things slow down a little bit with news coming out, coming up about our favorite shows because they're going to Comic-Con to make announcements.
Right,
and
you'll get a lot of news out of Comic-Con.
So you get
a lot of studios wait until then because it's such a big convention and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So this time next weekend, we'll have heard a lot of news.
I'm sure.
Out of different panels and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so this is one year where you don't have Marvel and you don't have Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So DC is kind of taking it, but not really. So it's kind of, it's interesting. So Aquaman will be, it's a movie coming out, obviously, this fall. It'll be big. And Wonder Woman 1984, they will be there. And they're still in the midst of shooting.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to get. I mean, maybe we'll get like a quick little clip.
I wonder.
And in a couple years, in the years past now, a lot of stuff that show it, you see at Comic-Con, they don't even post it anywhere.
I know.
So.
Which is.
But there will be a big panel for Supernatural.
Oh,
so
I know.
I'm a little sorry that you're
there's always
that.
A huge panel
Kidding.
For Supernatural. I know. Season 14.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Season 14.
I'm telling you, if you go to that panel, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Season 14? Uh-huh. It feels like it should be more than 14.
It's 14. Okay. Yeah.
So it started in 2004. Okay.
2005, right. Actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was 2003. But that's right.
No, 2005.
You would know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You absolutely
I would know. But if you go to that panel and you get to go, you're going to love it. You're going to love Jensen and the whole cast. They're just amazing. They have great chemistry. I'm telling you. You should watch some of their past panels.
Little do they know. That's the only reason that Kitty is moving back to Texas in
yes,
a couple months.
Yes, just to be closer to Jensen and Jared who live in Austin.
Right. Okay. Sherry knows where you guys live, so just prepare
yourself. No, I don't. I wish I did.
She'll figure it out. Please.
But I do know where, I mean, Jensen has a brewery, I told you, outside of Austin. And my cousins and I are going to Austin for a weekend trip, like the week I get back. And so we're going to stop at the brewery on the way. They probably won't be there.
They'll be filming.
I know. But, you know, it's on Saturday. 25. It's a Saturday, but they come back all the time. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not holding my breath. I know.
But you never know.
But it's still fun. Yeah, you never know. So,
anyway. Well, then you can do an interview for the podcast.
Right. Yeah. I would know. There's no, I wouldn't even get words out. I wouldn't be able to.
Well, good thing your sister will be there.
Well, Sissy's going to be the same way.
I can't rely on either one of you for anything. Who else will be in that group?
My cousins who... They don't what watch
about,
the show.
What about Aislinn? I mean, I think if...
No, Aislinn's a giant fan, too, so...
Come on. All right. Well, you call me, and then right. I will ask some questions.
Excuse me, Jensen. You talk to my friend Mitch yeah. and answer questions.
All right, you guys are worthless.
I know.
Okay. All right. Anyway. So, what do you want to first talk about?
Let's talk about Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
You want to? Yeah. Season 2? Mm-hmm. Then you finished. You finished all
yes.
of it?
Yes.
Okay, so have yes. I. So, what are your thoughts on the Season 2 finale?
So, the finale, not all of Season 2?
Well, let's start with the season overall, and then we'll go into the finale. Okay. Because it has a lot of people divided.
Yeah, I know. Overall, I still think it was a great, great season.
I agree.
I mean, there were parts, you know, people have complained about a little bit, but all I want is for season 3 not to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because, number one, here's the thing. We know Gilead falls from the
book. Yeah, right.
It falls.
Exactly.
But I feel like at the end of season 1, where we get to season 2, it started to go backwards a little bit into... Okay, so we have hope, then we don't have hope, then we have hope, then we don't have hope, which is fine, but I felt like it was almost it was like we're in a cycle,
mm-hmm.
and we mm-hmm. can't break out of that cycle. And I feel now this is the time that the cycle has to be broken.
Oh, for sure. I think it will be.
There was a lot of things that happened, and here's another thing. So this, the source material... Is, I mean,
right.
They did a great
They're
job.
They're off the page now.
With
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did add her mom in,
mm-hmm.
And that kind of filled in some of the holes, and that was part of the original book. So mm-hmm. they worked that in, and I was actually hoping to see more.
I was too.
Of the mom.
I know.
Because I felt like they just sprinkled her in. They needed to put her in throughout, because this season was all about mothers and daughters.
Right, exactly.
That's what the
right.
whole season
The whole
was.
Theme of that.
Which
season.
Is fine.
Yeah.
Themes of a season,
I
that's
I think they
great.
Did a great job, too, with mm-hmm. it.
But I wanted to see more with the mom.
I wonder if we're going to see mom more, because we know she went to the colonies. We don't know if she's still alive, or...
Right.
Right, so...
And maybe that's it. Maybe I was looking for more of a...
Right.
Definite. Okay.
Because I like that actress who plays your mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cherry something.
Yeah.
I remember. Oh,
yeah.
She's
great.
Great.
Yeah.
Acting, fantastic.
Oh, so good. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was just so much of a up and down the whole season. But I get it, because it's this whole, like, June's trying to break out, but then, you know, it's like she gets... getting beat down by this Gilead, and it kind of shows the brutality of it all. And I think you needed that too, especially as Serena's character started to realize that Gilead is a lot worse than what she had intended when she started all of this, you know? So, I love the season. But, I mean, really, the standout was Serena. Like, I've been telling you, like, I really like her character now. They've done so much growth. There's so much of it that she's, you know, she's angry and she's just, you know, and desperate.
But she's getting what she deserves.
Right, absolutely.
That's another thing. No. Like, and you can have empathy for her.
Right, but I think that's what's good about her character is because you absolutely are like, you started this, you're getting what you deserve, but then you do feel bad for her. But I just think it's good character growth. Mm-hmm. She's quickly becoming one of my favorites just because you do go back and forth with she's this horrible person, you started us all, but then you feel bad for her. So yeah.
What really kind of surprises me is how now Offred is getting away with things that they would have thrown her out of the house for, with slapping Fred, with, you know, when the baby's here, you're gone.
Right.
You know, she has said things like she's becoming a little bit more powerful, but like, I don't feel like when she slapped him, like, okay.
Well, I think it is all because of the child and because she has given them a child that they're putting up with it. And the fact that she's a fertile handmaid, you know, I think they're letting a lot of that slide. And also they're trying to cover a lot of their asses because there's a couple, you know, two times she's almost gotten away, you know, and she could tell somebody. I don't know. Anyway, I just think there's a lot. Yeah. They're putting up with it because of the child and that sort of thing.
Now, I will say the one storyline that really surprised me, and I was glad it surprised me because I thought that I knew where it was going, was Eden's story.
Yeah.
That I thought, oh, she's going to turn Nick in.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be the end of Nick. And then come to find out, you know, she had been, she'd been finding that void, you know, she'd been filling that void of love on the side with the other, the other guard.
Yeah, and I really surprised that she held on to that even to the end.
Yeah.
You know, like, she seems like such a pious girl, as they call her, that you'd think she would be, you know, repent right away, but she didn't. So I think, again, that was pretty cool. Anyway.
Well, and I expected her to say, no, it was Nick. You know, he did this to me, and, you know, I had to, you know, whatever, come up with some excuse, because I really thought she was going to be the one to turn them in.
Yeah.
And then come to find out she wasn't.
Yeah.
And that was a really strong scene.
Yes, it was.
And, of course, that was, I think, the breaking point with
For Serena. Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay, so let's talk about the finale. Bradley Whitford is now on The Handmaid's Tale.
He's so good. And I'm really excited to see more of his character. Because he's obviously, he's instrumental to Gilead, but I think he's finally, to me it seems like he's not buying into it as much as the others are. You know, like, he's like, this is ridiculous. And so he's maybe... he doesn't follow the rules or any of that. So it'll be interesting to see. And he helped Emily escape. So it's going to be interesting to see his character and see if he has any involvement in bringing down Gilead in the long run. So.
Well, we know that you don't bring Bradley Whitford in.
Right. And if he's going to do something. Right. If he's going to be just a bit part or an interesting character. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about June's decision.
I'm okay with it, honestly. You know,
Here's the thing, like, how are they going to get around? Like,
I don't know. That's the question.
Is she going to be able to do something? There's no way that the commander and Serena can protect.
No.
Can protect her now.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what season 3 is, because I don't know what happens from here. Where does she go from here? Because she can't just go back. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know what's going to happen. But I think her decision very much fits with the whole theme of the season, mothers and daughters. And, you know, she's pretty much sacrificing herself so her baby can get out and get a better life. But she's also there to help Hannah, because she doesn't want to leave Hannah. So... Yeah.
But again, how is she there? How are they not going to lock her up or kill her?
I don't know. I don't know if she's going to go on the run into hiding. What? I don't know. I don't know how you do that in Gilead. But
part of me thought she saw, because this is the first time we saw the Martha network
right
really work
exactly.
And part of me is like, okay, so she saw how the Martha network is connected,
mm-hmm.
and that they can make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, okay. So the Martha network will be how I get Hannah out
right.
of that house. But.
I don't know.
They've really written themselves into a corner, which is great. That's what writers are supposed to do.
Right.
And how they get her out of it. But this show cannot go on much longer.
No. I don't think so.
It really can't. No. Like, we don't need a Walking Dead problem.
Right, exactly.
And
Yeah. I don't think, I'm sure they have.
I've heard five. I've heard they've had five.
Like, I feel like this show probably just have it in game and have it all planned out. So mm-hmm. I'm sure they have, you know, their end game. So I don't think we're going to run into a Walking Dead problem, but.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I'm excited for season three to see how they do write this out, right. You know?
What I was hoping to see out of it is that she would go and then June would be the voice
right.
to the world of what it's like and know everything inside and out and announce it to the world and be the person who go back and say,
right,
I know what you guys have done, all this stuff, but she's still inside.
Yeah, well, it's all about Hannah, and I think she's gonna be detrimental in bringing it down from the inside somehow. How that's gonna happen, I don't know. But and I think she's gonna get Serena involved and some other people. I think she is gonna get Serena involved in helping bring it down because she's essentially the one who created it.
Yeah,
that's my thought.
No, I will say the part that I didn't like, the finale. Was when she says, call her Nicole.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
I truly... Serena is not going to be a character that I'm going to be sympathetic to.
Right, I don't...
It's just not.
I do have a lot more sympathy for Serena right now, but that didn't feel like... I don't know, it just didn't feel like June's character at all. And you know, like even... Her and Serena have this very complicated relationship and, you know, it goes back and forth, but I just still don't think she would name her baby
right.
Nicole. I don't know. I agree. I didn't care for that either. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever.
I still love the show.
I do too. It's fantastic.
I'm worried about Nick.
I know.
I'm worried about
what happens now, because now he's threatening the commander.
Well, and I think the way
I
think the way that he'll get around that is he was just trying to protect the commander because he didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And I mean, Rita's the one I'm really concerned about.
I know. I like Rita a lot too. Mm-hmm. So I think when they killed the girl, Nick's wife. That was her breaking point, I think, is when, and she rallied all the other Marthas, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be the women who will take down.
Oh, absolutely.
Gilead.
Yeah, for sure.
And Bradley Whitford's character.
Yes.
So Aunt Lydia, not dead. But.
That was super satisfying.
Oh, yeah. We needed that.
Well, it was super satisfying when June slapped the commander one. Yeah, and then seeing Emily, stab and punch and kick Aunt Lydia was also very satisfying. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That was pretty awesome. Yeah.
So, anyway, you guys, obviously, please reach out to us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Of The Handmaid's Tale and the season finale.
Yeah.
And season two overall. It had some great moments.
It really did.
In season two.
And it's beautifully shot, and it's beautifully written, and it's just a phenomenal show. I mean, it's brutal. Mm-hmm. The whole rape scene, you know, which was awful. But, it's just a really great show, so.
Well, and the fact that she had the opportunity to kill them both. She didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she made the right decision.
Yeah, I just think that shows the conflict within her. Just that, you know, she wants to get out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, does she want to resort to something that the Gilead people would do? You know, it's just like one of those internal struggles that you see in TV shows. Like, if I kill them, I'm no better than the rest of them. That sort of thing. So, yeah.
But yeah, season 2 had great moments.
Yeah,
so
it really did.
I'm definitely looking forward to the next season.
Me too. All right, did you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, so...
There are some Star Wars news.
I know, so I always like to fit in a little bit of Star Wars.
Of course you do.
Okay, so let's first start out with the big news coming out of episode 9, and that is Billy Dee Williams is returning...
As Lando.
As Lando.
In episode 9, right?
So, that so you haven't seen Solo yet, so we can't really get into that necessarily.
Okay.
But there's something with his droid in Solo and the Millennium Falcon, which it'll all come full circle.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty exciting.
I figured.
And I really hope that they were planning on using Lando anyway instead of, well, we don't have any other original characters left. I still think, you know, everyone's saying, oh, episode 9 is going to end the Skywalker saga, and this is it. There is no way they're going to give up Rey, Poe, or Finn.
No!
Like,
No. You have to think about this as a studio executive or a whatever sense.
They've made some bad decisions, and The Last Jedi
ain't
was...
Ain't that the truth?
The Last Jedi was the bad decision. Made some terrible decisions. But here, so I've been watching, obviously, I watch a lot of YouTube videos about stuff. But here's the thing that it goes back to. JJ has an opportunity to fix things.
I hope
he
does.
And he has to fix some problems.
He has to.
Number one, Rey has got to be connected somehow.
I agree.
Some way to, to the original characters. The original trilogy characters.
I agree.
She has to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just don't buy this whole that she's... Nobody special. She, I don't believe.
Right.
I don't.
I mean,
buy
you
it.
Can say that about that was how Anakin, whatever, whatever. She has to be connected. He has to fix that. And it's time for the Reylo thing to go. They should not be linked.
No.
Romantically.
No. No.
At all.
No.
I think what it's going to probably come down to is a Kylo redemption.
Yeah, I can see that happening, for sure.
And I still think they got to work in Princess Leia someplace. And I
Well, they're going to have to.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
Whatever that is,
I don't know.
I still think CGI has to be the way to do it. I don't think it's fair to the fandom that they get rid of that character off screen.
No way. No way. There would be such an uproar. I mean, everyone understands Carrie Fisher passed away.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate.
Right,
but
you gotta do what's
but
best
her character,
for the story.
Yeah. Her character's been around for 40 years. You gotta do something. You can't just kill her off screen.
Right.
No way.
Also, I think what they should do is that Luke is not gone, but he went someplace else. Because as somebody pointed out, so if Luke died, his hand is not real.
Oh, yeah.
His hand is.
Makes
metal.
Sense.
But it didn't fall. So that would be one way to kind of like, okay, so Luke was all powerful. He projected himself. What's to say that he can't tell, like, move himself someplace else? I don't know, but Luke has to be a part of it.
Yeah, I agree.
In some form.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Mark Hamill has now shaved his beard. They're just getting ready to go into production on episode 9. So everyone's like, oh my God, what does that mean? Like, is he not going to be in episode 9? He's going to be in episode 9.
You know, they have fake beards.
Well, and also there apparently there's going to be a time jump, which there needs to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I truly hope that they fix it because The Last Jedi was not. It was so disappointing.
Yeah. It was.
Leads to a lot of fights amongst fans.
I'm excited. I'm wondering
coworkers.
What Comic-Con's going to be like.
I know.
Maybe that's why Star Wars is trying not to do
anything. Yeah, they're like, maybe we just forget about this, and then when we have, you know, the next one, we can announce some stuff and everyone will forget about the last
one. I will say what I'm hoping doesn't happen now that we know Lando is here is that fucking Finn ends up being his son or something like that. I do not
Could you imagine?
Well, the two black characters
exactly.
have to be related.
Right, they have to be related. Right. Yeah.
I mean, people could say the same shit with Rey and Leia and all.
Yeah.
But she looks exactly like all of...
Yeah.
From Leia
right.
to Padme to, I mean, to Shimi.
True.
Yeah. But
what do you think about Keri Russell being cast?
I don't know.
And what do you think? What do you think her character is going to be?
That's a...
I've seen a lot of speculation that she's going to be Rey's mom. Or some people who are... rallying for her to be Rey's mom.
Eh.
I think that she
well, number one, a Poe Finn romance would be amazing.
Yeah,
that,
agreed.
That's up there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think they're going that way.
Damn it.
Even though they should.
They should.
Absolutely. But I think she's she's around the same age as Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think they should bring her in, like, as a commander or somebody to replace Laura Dern or or
mm-hmm.
to help out, you know, with the...
Yeah.
Because Leia, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she'll be part of the Resistance.
I think so, too.
But I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That is a very good question. I do know we need more Jedis in this one. I'm tired of all... I agree.
We need some Jedi action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if anyone can do this, it's JJ. Hopefully.
I would think that...
I love The Force Awakens.
I did too.
I still really enjoy
I love
it.
The Force Awakens. It was so good. And then The Last Jedi happened, and it was not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
you need to watch Solo.
Yeah,
you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I do need
Well,
to
now there's also talk that Kira... Amelia there we go.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Clark's character might be Rey's mom as well. Because her and Han, I don't know.
Oh, huh.
Eh, I don't think that. I mean, it could work, but I don't think that's a stretch.
Okay.
Because... They have to fix this.
Because wasn't Han Solo, like, when Han is young? Or... I don't know. The timeline doesn't seem to match up.
Well, that maybe they meet back up after he and Leia have gone. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, Rey has got to be connected.
She's gonna go. She has.
This will fix a lot of issues.
Right. I just don't see how. Anyway, they laid so much groundwork. We've talked about this so much. There's so many hints in Force Awakens that points to it, and then they mm-hmm. just threw it all away in the Jedi and.
Yeah.
Anyway,
because
Rian Johnson wanted to be cool and different, but whatever. It's just shit all over everything that's in plan, but
right.
what? And Disney let him do it, but...
And Disney let him do
anyway.
It.
Anyway.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what they do with... But I am glad that now we have a break with Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I'm sure by the end of the year, we will have some kind of teaser...
I would think so.
Or
something
like that.
Yeah.
But again, this cannot be the end of the saga.
No
films.
Way.
Mm-mm. It can't be.
They're going to leave it open-ended somehow so they can do a whole other trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As they should.
Yeah, they should.
They definitely should.
This is a cash cow that Disney's never going to just stop doing.
Right.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's all I wanted to talk about for Star Wars. You wanted to talk about GLOW.
Oh, I do want to talk about
it. No, we haven't finished season two yet.
I haven't finished either.
But it is...
But it's so good. I mean, I forget. I mean, I loved the first season, you know, and then it went away. You know, I finished it, I binged it, whatever, and then I forgot about GLOW, and now it's back, and I love it. The writing's good, the characters, the whole cast is great.
Mm.
Mark Maron really impresses me. Like, I forget about him, but like, I'm always like, he's so good on the show, and so... like I was telling you, there's one episode where they do a whole episode of GLOW, so it's like
the opening show.
So it's like the opening
yeah.
titles, and there's like dumb commercials, and it's a lot of fun. It's really funny. So
mm-hmm.
look forward to that one. I think it's episode 8 in the season, but it's brilliant. Like I can't stop watching it. So I'm gonna finish it when I get home tonight. So. And I just love it because it's like 30 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes. It's
yeah.
easy watch. So. Yeah.
And it takes you back to the 80s.
Yes.
There's just something about the 80s.
Yeah, I know. It's just really great. Mm-hmm. So, really strong, funny, great female characters, which is great. And, you know, I just love it. So, definitely. I do want to talk quickly about their remaking of the Little Women movie.
How do you feel about that?
I don't think it's going to be as good. Well, I have a very, very special place in my heart for the 1993 remake with Susan Sarandon and Kirsten Dunst and Winona Ryder and Christian Bale. My sister and I love that movie. We grew up watching it. So I don't think it's going to be as good as that, but I could be wrong. But, I mean, Greta Gerwig's doing it, which that's amazing. Saoirse Ronan, Timothy Chalamet, and Meryl Streep and Emma Stone are all involved. So they've got a great cast. So I mean, I'm gonna love it. I will definitely see it 100%.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But like I said, the 93 adaption really has a special place in my heart. But I'm sure it'll be great. So I'm looking forward to it. I love Little Women.
I just feel like it's still too soon for a remake, but...
Well, it's been 25 years, so...
I know, but... I mean, nowadays, and... things get remade in 10 years,
right,
so...
exactly. It's been... I mean, there's... Every generation has a remake of Little Men going back to, like, the 30s or 40s. So it's not like it's a...
Okay.
You know. Right. It's been done multiple times.
Right.
So... It's a classic. I mean, it's a classic book. So.
And great actors.
Yes, exactly.
Really good actors.
Right, and Greta Gerwig, and it's just, I think it's in good hands, and it'll be interesting to see her adaptation. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about quickly.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I think that's it. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's it. Again, I'm just still trying to prepare myself for Comic-Con.
You're going to have a busy weekend. So you're going out there Wednesday, right? And they do usually like an opening night on Wednesday, right?
So they do a preview night on Wednesday night. The media preview is in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I will definitely be there for that. And then, Thursday it starts.
And then you're there till Sunday?
I leave early Sunday morning.
Okay.
So I'm not doing anything on Sunday. I've got to get back for... Yeah. Doing actual work.
Right. For your other jobs.
For all the other jobs that I am working on right now.
That's a quick weekend.
It is a quick weekend, but I know it's going to go by fast.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Crazy.
But it's going to be fun, too.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to...
You be sure to stop by that Star Wars booth and buy you some more swag.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm really trying
to... You need another Star Wars watch?
Actually, I need to break that out and make sure I wear it.
Yeah, you should.
I love that watch. But yeah, I need to... I'm really trying not to buy anything. But it's so tough when you get there because it's like the good stuff.
I know. They have so many cool things.
Yeah. I mean, I will get a couple t-shirts, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So, and we'll find you something supernatural and all that stuff. And so I guess I should mention that Best Western and Urgent Care Kansas City, they are sponsoring all of my coverage.
Which is great.
San Diego Comic-Con International 2018.
Yeah,
so,
that's great.
So we'll be talking a little more about that as well in our next few podcasts. I'll do a few podcasts after.
Yeah. When he gets back, we'll do some more podcasts. But so.
And there will be other things that I'll hold throughout for we can use the rest of the year because there are some shows and movies that I'll be talking to the actors and cast and stuff of upcoming projects. So we'll just hold on to those. For once we get closer to the release dates.
Yeah. It's exciting.
It is exciting. Mm-hmm. And again, it's just, it's going to be fun. And next year I know will be all Marvel and Star Wars.
Yes, and I'm going to go next year.
Yes, you are going next year. And here's another thing, guys. If you are in the San Diego area, you don't necessarily have to get in the convention center to experience Comic-Con.
Because there's so much stuff outside the convention hall that, I mean, and it's packed. There's all these different networks and shows and studios who do stuff, who have free stuff you can go to. And there's always, like, promotional things going on out there. It's just, like I said, if you have never been and if you're going for the first time, that's, you know, even if you just live outside San Diego, you know, go because it's free.
For sure. And well, and there are all these now different experiences like The Good Place.
Right.
NBC has literally created The Good Place where you can walk through.
That's so cool.
And that's not in the convention center.
Right. That's
so
outside.
That's all outside.
You will have to stand in line for these things, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, but...
but it'll be fun. It's free, and it's an experience.
Like, last year, there was a Game of Thrones experience.
Yes.
Where it was like, you got to hang out with direwolves. Mm-hmm. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to wear what, you know, all this stuff. So, it's definitely worth it, because it's just so immersive.
Right.
And, you know, that's...
And you're in downtown San Diego, so there's plenty of places
and
to hang out and eat.
I know it's going to be awesome.
And the weather's always amazing.
Let me check.
Always, it's right there on the bay. It's amazing.
Let me check. Because it's really hot in Kansas City right,
right
now.
It's really hot. But it's like...
It is.
When we went a few years ago, I think it was like 70-something degrees, and it was like in the 60s at night. It wasn't too humid. It wasn't too hot. It was amazing, so...
Which, let's be honest, thank goodness
right.
it is not hot. Because it is, let's just say, if you are packing for Comic-Con, your little bag of goodies and stuff, make sure you put some deodorant
in there.
Because it can be, you know, it can get a little
right. Comic-Con crowds, there's a lot of different people.
Right. So, mid-70s.
Amazing. Right. Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So.
Yeah, mid-70s, and this week in Kansas City, where we're at...
It's going to be in the 90s.
Mid-90s.
Indices, well,
no,
in the hundreds.
No, mid-90s, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Nope. Nope. Yep. Nope. Nope.
Yeah, you're gonna get a nice break from that. So.
I know. I can't wait.
I know.
So, anyway. All right, guys, that is it for us. Oh, and also, So, Comic-Con starts Wednesday with a preview, runs through Sunday... follow, I'll be posting stuff on our Twitter and all the good stuff, but I'll also be posting it on my own as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I'll tag both in each.
Yeah, so look for that. Videos. And again, look for coverage. We'll be posting stuff, interviews that he gets and that sort of thing. And when he gets back, we'll do a whole wrap up. So anyway, that's it. Look for that.
All right, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.